Looking back on 2019, one of my favorite music conversations of the year started this way. That's North Carolina folk duo Mandolin Orange. They're touring through the month of January to promote their latest album, Tides of a Teardrop. It's full of soulful harmonies like the one you can hear on this track, Time We Made Time.
It's time we made time just for talking. It's time we made time to heal. But I know she'll be there when I'm lonesome to tell me just how I
Tides of a Teardrop is the sixth album by Mandolin Orange, and in February, we spoke with the people behind the music. Songwriter Andrew Marlin plays the mandolin, the guitar, and the banjo. Andrew, welcome.
Thanks for having me.
And vocalist Emily France, who also plays the violin and the guitar. Emily, it's good to speak with you as well.
Great to be here.
Well, let's get right away to one of my favorite songs on the new album, Golden Embers.
Just like an old friend, kinder than expected. That Cadillac came and gave our girl a ride.
Andrew, tell me about that song.
That was a song that I started kind of ironing out some old, deep feelings that I'd been harboring for a long time with the loss of my mom. And I think there's a lot of things that didn't get talked about between me and my family, and especially me and my dad. And so that was a song that I wrote to him, trying to just kind of get all the bad feelings out of the way and shine some more positive light on positive memories of my mom.
Tell me something about her.
She's always had a warm smile for everybody. Never heard anyone say a bad word about her. And she used to be a piano player for the church. So I think through her, I developed a love for old hymns and, you know, just her enthusiasm towards music.
Hmm. There's a line in there in that song that says, if you could help me share the trouble. It's a reminder that, like, even when two people are grieving, you and your father, you're also just grieving alone.
Yeah, you think that that grief would bring you together, but really it kind of separates you. It builds these walls, because with us, we're kind of dealing with them separately. Where I think if we could actually talk about it among ourselves, there'd be a lot of healing through that.
If you could help me share the trouble that you've got burning in you, then you can help me and end our time together. Her memory will ever shine like golden embers in the night.
You know, I watched the video for that song, and I was at my desk, and a coworker came up behind me and was trying to get my attention about something else completely. And I was so wrapped into this video, so heartbreaking to see this little boy, who presumably is playing a younger version of yourself, dealing with the loneliness that comes with death. I didn't even know somebody was standing behind me. It's a little embarrassing, but I mean, it does speak to, you were 18. People do lose their parents, but not at such a young age, typically.
Yeah, and, you know, I felt like that video was really powerful, too, and I probably shed a few tears the first time I saw the edit. Some of the guys that made the video experienced the loss of a parent at a young age, too, and so it felt like they really nailed just the portrayal of that in a way that felt really honest and not over the top.
Well, let's listen to a little bit more from the album. This is the chorus of Suspended in Heaven.
Mother is gone, her journey's on end. You see her pass by in the night sky glow, and she'll see the blue of the ocean's rise, the tides of a tear.
Emily, you know what I love about that is that you both harmonize so, so well. Your voices just blend together. How does that happen?
It's a great question. I'm not really sure. Andrew and I used to talk about this when we first started singing together because we felt like there wasn't necessarily anything tonally about our voices that went well together, but that we just try and sing really straight and evenly, and that somehow that kind of lends itself to blending the two together.
I think Emily's selling herself short there because I've definitely got a lilt and, you know, some timing things that I go to and do, and she's really good about following those. And I would say a lot of that is due to Emily's ability to sing harmony. Hmm.
Could I put you on the spot a little bit and ask you to sing here for me?
We can try. Andrew's voice is sort of on the...
on the rocks right now just because I'm fighting the cold, but we can give it a shot. Okay.
That'd be great.
If you could help me to share the trouble.
No, my voice is shot.
Well, what's it feel like when you do hit it, when you nail it and you know you got it right?
It is such a good feeling. There's like this buzz that you hear. It's almost like there's a third voice there, which in that Suspended in Heaven chorus, there is a third voice, Josh Oliver singing with us. But when we're singing just the two of us live or on any track and you hit just that perfect sort of critical point, it's almost like there's an extra sound in there.
The highway hums a lullaby and she's sleeping on the side of the street.
Now, I hear your sound and I think back to Graham Parsons and to Emmylou Harris. Do you think that's a fair comparison? I've seen it written elsewhere, but that was the first thing that came to my mind when I listened to your music.
I love that because I'm a big fan of theirs and definitely a big fan of Graham Parsons' songwriting. So I think that's a fair comparison.
Yeah, I've never felt like I could sing anything like Emmylou Harris, and probably nobody can. But there is a certain way that she sings harmony that is so distinct, and especially on a lot of those old Graham Parsons recordings. It's different from what we hear in a lot of bluegrass and folk music because she's not singing that tenor part that's right above his. Hmm. She'll jump around and do these parts that are way higher and kind of set her voice apart a lot.
Take me down to your dance floor. I won't mind people when they stare. Paint a different color on your front door. And tomorrow we will still be there.
I like to try and take a little bit from that and jump around and do different parts when it feels natural.
Let's backtrack a little. For listeners who might not be completely familiar with your work, you met in 2009 in North Carolina. And I discovered you personally on YouTube. You were doing this beautiful cover of the Bob Dylan song Boots of Spanish Leather. Let's listen to some of that.
Is there something I can send you from across the sea? From the place where I'll be landing.
No, there's nothing you can send me, my own true love. For there's nothing I'm wishing to be owning.
I've heard some people say that's the best version of that song that they've ever heard. Why do you think that people have such a connection with it?
I'm really not sure. It's funny because we've been singing that song for so many years. It was one of the first songs that we ever worked out together when we were starting to play music. And it is one that I guess not that many people have played it in that sort of call and response style.
Where you sing and then Andrew sings. Right.
Yeah.
I think it gets the story across and kind of puts it into perspective. I remember the first time I heard the song, I was really intrigued by it. It was on Bob Dylan's The Times They Are Changing record. And when it finally hit me that it was actually a conversation, it was like, man, okay, this needs to take place. This conversation needs to happen. And so I was really stoked when Emily was down to learn all the lyrics because there's a bunch of them. And I think it was like the first song we really sat down to work out together.
Well, let's go out with one more song from the new album. I'm going to make it Songwriter's Choice here.
We could do Into the Sun.
Sure.
That's one that Emily sings that is one of my favorites on the record. Is actually one that I wrote about her grandfather. We got to spend some time with him when he was kind of getting close to leaving this world, and we would just sit down and listen to him tell stories.
And he had such a love for travel and specifically driving, and he was of such a different generation than us, and I don't think could entirely wrap his head around what we do for a living. But we could relate when we talked about travel and driving and highways, and he loved that we went to so many places, and he saw that as such a form of education. So a lot of that part of his personality is wrapped up in that song too.
Emily Franz and Andrew Marlin are Mandolin Orange. Their latest album, Tides of a Teardrop, is out now. It is beautiful. Thank you so much for making it. Appreciate it.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thank you.
I spoke with Mandolin Orange back in February.